wise uncle. I think I already told it to you to believe it. I think that will come.
Yeah.
We won't.
He that shall come will come.
Yeah.
Will not hear.
Will not hear. Will not. There are times when you're not sure, you know. It's been a long time, you know. Well, for me, it's been a long time, you know. And I didn't have all of my children when I went and started hearing what they didn't preach. In that little, I didn't wonder how anybody could fit in it. You know. But we did. We did. And by His grace, hearing Him was something you couldn't find anybody else to even talk like Him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I didn't know how to do anything, but I wanted to. Mm-hmm. I remember how badly I wanted to. I was willing to walk if I could just hear this speaker and find out what he's talking about. You know, oh yeah, that's a long time ago. But it was worth it.
Uh-huh.
It was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
It will be worth it all. When you see Jesus.
Amen.
It's going to be worth it all.
Amen.
And any of the trials or troubles or heartaches or anything, it won't mean a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is to Him, maybe will mean something, I don't know. But not to me. I'm ready to go when He's ready to take me. And so, anyway.
That's where we should all be in that mindset.
That's right,
that we're ready to go and He's willing to take us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what Paul said. He knew it would have been beneficial for him to leave, but at that time he was writing these epistles that we're going to study tonight. So he knew it was advantageous for us if he would stay a little longer.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
So we're glad he did, because he's helped us out.
Yeah, because look at what we've gleaned out of these out of these written words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Wednesday night, Brother Gibbon was, of course, in John chapter 13. But one of the things he mentioned was, he was talking about the last leg of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, of course, he said, I know I'm on my last leg, and maybe some of you are too, and, you know, you don't realize. He wasn't trying to scare anybody, he was just trying to provoke thought. But anyhow, it seems like in this last leg of the journey, things are more fragile. I mean, there's more difficulty attending.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more difficult time than, mm-hmm. you know, fighting the good fight of faith is more, it takes more to fight the good fight of faith than it did 5, 10, 15 years ago. You know what I mean? It seems like when I think back, you know, it seems like the warfare is becoming fiercer, and there's I feel like I'm more fragile. You know, I just feel like I guess that's the best way to say it, you know, more.
Well, maybe that's why he makes us feel that way, because it makes us focus on how much dependency we truly are on Him.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, that we are truly dependent upon Him for everything. For every little thing. Not only are the things in this life that we benefit from because we are in Christ, but the spiritual factors, you know, Rich and I talk about this a lot at home. It's astounding that what the Father did, and the magnitude of this, what He did and Christ accomplished with His death, burial, and resurrection, and the benefits that we are gleaning from this great high priest and exalted king is, we can't even put words to it, because we are not seeing it in its fullness, but we're seeing little glimpses, and it's definitely huge, to say the least. And you realize how much, you know, when you're a young person, you just think you're invincible. You know, you can do anything, you know, stupid stuff. But you're invincible in your mind. You can do anything. You're invincible. But as you grow older, and you realize how fragile the body really is, and your dependency upon him is, he shows you you're not as invincible as you thought, you know, mentally or physically.
Well, I wasn't thinking so much of mentally or physically as
spiritually.
Spiritually,
yeah.
It's a fierce, it's a very fierce warfare. But as you said, Sister Karen, this matter of dependency on the Lord, you know, just like today, you know, I was going through some struggle, but I just got into the Word for a little while, and that's all I need. You know, just this matter of nearness and.
I don't know, it seems like I have to vocalize it where I can hear myself saying it, that asking the Lord to help me to walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To walk by faith and not by sight, because Satan is just bombarding us on every direction with things that you have to look at, things you see, things you hear. I find it helps me. It encourages me, and it helps me if I say it out loud. Lord, help me to walk by faith and not by sight. And I'm constantly, as you said, it seems like these attacks are intensifying and becoming more frequent. And so I pray and ask the Lord for myself and for all of us that he will protect our hearts and our minds, because this is where Satan's playground's at, is in our minds. And so I ask the Lord, and he says he will preserve us.
Amen.
But I still pray and ask him to protect our hearts and our minds from the evil one.
I like what he said, and he meant this, and it is the truth, because he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you.
Amen.
No, I am with you always, even to the end. Now, he meant every single word he said.
Amen.
He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us.
Amen.
I used to go to bed scared to death when I was young, that he was going to leave me. You know? But he didn't.
That's right.
That's right.
He still hasn't.
Well, we have to have those things confirmed to us, like people like by Sister Betty, you know, just to say it, you know, just.
Right.
I mean, it's true, but you know, like when someone affirms it, that's the Lord uses that to bring it home to our hearts.
Yeah, amen.
And then last Sunday night, Brother Marty Ellison ministered on 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 11 and 12, that both his message was powerful and Brother Bob's exhortation was just, I remember he one of the scriptures that he talked about was that he's called us by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I know that we've known that scripture, but just to have that reaffirmed to you, and just to give it to you, and it's, now I got it, so.
Yeah, like it's given right for you.
Yeah.
You know, for you to hear it.
That's all I had, Brother Mike.
Oh, I'm sure you have more. I'm counting on it.